So I want to read. I want to go to St. John, and I want to read something to you guys that you may be able to understand everything that was said on this morning. Lisa said some things. Alicia said some things. I said some things. Nikita said some things. And there's some people that even may be on the line, I don't know, that said some things in their heart. But we need to understand something. We have to choose and believe. Listen to these scriptures. I'm in St. John chapter 18. I'm going to start at verse 31. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him, talking about Jesus, and judge him according to your law. Pay attention. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. Now, is y'all paying attention? I'm going to start over. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. Y'all paying attention? The Jews knew that they could not mandate the death of Jesus. So they wanted to convince and persuade somebody else to do it. Because the law says that they couldn't do it. Pay attention. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? In other words, is you saying this, or did you hear by the mouths of somebody else? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Which he wasn't, you know, he was a Roman. Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Because he confused. He confused. Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. What was he saying? You said I'm a king because you heard what everybody else said. But I'm telling you, I was born to die for you. Pay attention. Listen. Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for the cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews. Now, you know, he confused and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. What will you choose to accept? Y'all getting it now? What will you choose to accept? The truth or a lie? They only wanted him dead because they could not control him. Y'all following me? They only wanted him to die because they thought he was getting more glory than him. They wanted all the glory. They wanted to be acknowledged. They didn't want the people to hear the truth. They even paid some folk to lie so that he could be crucified. Yet, some people on the outside looking are confused, this Pilate, at what the truth is. So they become people pleasers. Now, I know I'm supposed to do this, and y'all got a customer. This is the way that y'all do it. So what y'all want me to do? Are y'all paying attention to this? And this applying to any and everything that all of us said on today. These are our answers. We are not people pleasers. The Bible says, would you rather please man or God? I'd rather please God. The Bible say, choose whom you going to serve. Either you're going to serve the lust of your flesh and the thoughts in your mind or the devil who is your father, or you're going to serve me. In the midst of you trying to serve both, you're going to hate one and love the other. Love one and hate the other. The Bible says so. And this is why you are so double-minded in your actions and your acceptance, Keita. God is not a God of confusion, but a power, love, and a sound mind. It's by his power, by his might, and by his spirit. Yet he give us a free will to choose. To choose whether or not you're going to please man or you're going to please God. Choose whether or not you're going to do it God's way or you're going to do it everybody else's way. Choose whether or not you're going to accept or not to accept. Choose whether or not he is your Lord, your God, your King. Choose whether or not you want the truth or you're going to believe the lie. It's simple. One word, choice. This applies to all of us. In every way. These examples in this Bible is to help us to freely choose. It's not going to be held against you because you chose what you did. But what will happen is consequences. Y'all following me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Do y'all understand? Because we have to learn how to understand.
Actually, this is the first time that, like, so am I to understand that basically Pilate, them, they knew he was who he said he was. They just didn't want the people to be free because they knew if they were free that their law would have no power over them. Is that basically
Pilate? Pilate was confused. Pilate, he didn't know. He heard about Jesus. because he was over the Romans, he was over the Jews, he was over all the people. He heard about them, but he didn't know about them. And so when they brought him, when they brought Jesus to Pilate to judge him for death, he couldn't. He didn't have no grounds. Because he, didn't you hear what he said? He didn't have no grounds. I'm gonna go up some. I'm gonna read. I'm gonna read the whole chapter, okay? When Jesus had spoken these words, he went, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What'd you say, baby? Okay. Oh, okay. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook of Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered, and his disciples, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. This was a familiar place where Jesus went with him and his disciples, okay? So Judas was familiar with it, but he's the one that betrayed him. So he, in the midst of the betrayal, he went and gathered up the people who wanted to arrest Jesus. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, "Whom seek ye?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said unto them, "I am he." And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, "I am he," they went backward and fell to the ground. This, y'all know I done preached this. I don't make this stuff up. Then asked he, why do y'all think when he say, "I am he," that they fell backward and fell to the ground? His glory was revealed, okay? Then asked he them again, "Whom seek ye?" See, he was letting them know, you may be seeking me, but I'm the one that got the power. Y'all getting it?
Right.
Then asked he them again, "Whom seek ye?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way." He's talking about his disciples, like, don't touch them. See, he was even concerned about us, people, even in the midst of him knowing, because the Bible says he know all things, knowing what was going to happen to him. "That the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, of them which thou gavest me have I lost none." Do y'all remember the prayer that Jesus prayed to God before he got arrested? Jesus prayed a prayer to God, first for his disciples. No, first for himself. Then he prayed for his disciples, and then he prayed for us to come. "Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up that sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?" Then the band and the captain and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him, and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law of Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. He talking about the Jews, y'all. Y'all hear it? Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. This is what Pilate was talking about. We ain't got to that part yet. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door. Y'all heard that? And spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, "Are not thou also one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I am not." And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whether the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said." I love him. He just was so sarcastic, wasn't he? I love Jesus, I'm telling y'all. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Answerest thou the high priest so?" In other words, why are you talking to him like that? Y'all get it? Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me?" So in other words, if I'm speaking the truth, why you want to hit me? What you hitting me for? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest, and Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, "Art not thou also one of his disciples?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, says, "Did not I see thee in the garden with him?" Peter then denied him again, and immediately the cock crew. Then led, because y'all remember Jesus told him, "You're going to deny me three times before the cock crows." And when the cock crow, what time is it, y'all? Early morning, right? It's sunrise. Okay. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" They answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee." In other words, this man. Then said Pilate unto them, "Take ye him and judge him according to your law." The Jews therefore said unto him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man in death." Now you understand it. They took him because they had no authority. So they took him to somebody who had authority to render death. You understand it now?
I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, but Potley was confused. He said, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, "Art not thou the king of the Jews?" Because of what he heard. Because he don't know. He heard about God, but he don't know him. He heard about Jesus, but he don't know him. He heard about the truth, but he don't know it. So he's confused because they bring in somebody that is out of their culture. The Jews bring in a Jew to a Roman to judge and render death. But Pilate say, "Wait a minute, hold it. Y'all do what y'all supposed to do according to y'all law. Why y'all trying to make me do something that I don't even know what's going on?" Jesus answered Pilate and said, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me?" Y'all see what he's saying? Because Jesus know all things. He said, you don't know nothing about me. But you asking me a question, so I'm going to ask you one. You asking me, am I a king? I'm asking you, is you saying it because you believe I'm a king, or did somebody else tell you I was a king? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? You see what I'm saying? Because he don't know. He asked him, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? I'm not a Jew. I don't know what you did. Tell me what you did. They want me to judge you. I want to know what you did. I'm confused. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto them, are thou a king then? He didn't even understand what Jesus was saying because he ain't a Jew. You see what I'm saying? He didn't understand what Jesus was, his kingdom. He didn't understand where he came from. He's still asking him the same question. Art thou a king then? Y'all get it? He was dumbfounded. Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. He's telling them, you saying that I am a king. I was born for to go through what I'm going through now, but you don't understand. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. You can't hear me, you can't understand me, because you ain't even part of you. What you? You just a tool that they using to render what I have to do. He didn't even understand that, and Jesus was telling them. He was telling them. He said, to this end was I born. I was born to die. And for this cause came I into the world. I came down here, and it was already predestined for you to render unto me the judgment that is supposed to come towards me. God, my Father in heaven, is using you to do what I came to do. But he ain't get it yet, still confused. Pilate said unto him, what is the truth? You see what I'm saying? He don't know if the truth is what the Jews said or what Jesus said or what. He don't know what did that man walk around pulling his hair out.
Co-pilot.
What is the truth? And when he had said this, he said, okay, I got to do something. He went out again unto the Jews and said unto him, I find in him no fault at all. Like, ain't nothing. What he do? The man ain't did nothing. But ye have a custom. Now he being a man pleaser. You get it? I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. They didn't want Barabbas because Barabbas would have been crucified. They wanted to kill Jesus. They rather let a robber. Now, if you're a robber, that means you're a thief. If you're a thief, that means by any means necessary. So you're a murderer, you're a killer, you're a liar, you all that, right? They rather the lie be released than the truth. Y'all get it?
Wow.
They made a choice to accept the lie. We got to choose not to accept the lie that our thoughts tell us because of what we see or what we hear. We got to choose not to accept the lie to be silent and not get a good news. We got to choose not to accept the lie that, oh, we'll get in trouble if we do this or we do that. When we all know and have confessed out of our own mouths individually that God is the one to hold our power in his hand. He is the sole source of it all. So I say again today, be wise in the choices that you make. Anybody want to add on to it? Any questions? The lines are open.
That's good. Amen. I done read that, but you just broke it down today. I'm like, okay. Pilate's soul was like, wait a minute, y'all trying, when he got to that part again, I was like, yeah, they want him to do the dirty work. They don't want to do it. They know what's up, but they trying to bring it to somebody who have no clue whatsoever to get him to do it. But at least he was like, wait, let me see. Did he really do what y'all trying to say he did? What? You trying to figure that out. I said, Pope Pilate.
And he didn't do nothing. The thing is, Pilate was trying to figure out one thing. Who
he do?
Are you? That's it.
Yeah. No clue.
He wanted to know, who are you? And Jesus asked him plainly, is you saying that I am a king, or is it because you heard it from somebody else? Is this hearsay? What is you going by? And then Pilate got mad and said, what, is you a king then, or what? What else? Who are you?
Right. Just tell me already. I'm tired of thinking.
But I feel like, because like you just said, Pastor, I ain't never heard it broke down like that. Because I was like, wait, so did Pilate, but I still feel like Pilate made a choice. Because you, like in the word it said, he told the Jews, I find no fault in him. So
exactly.
Pilate really had the power to say, well, I know this other guy, a thief. I can't find no fault in this Jew that y'all done brought to me, so I'm letting him go. Like, and y'all leave me alone. And
no, he didn't let them go. He asked them who they wanted. They wanted to release Barabbas instead of Jesus. So he became a people pleaser.
Mm.
Okay, I know that y'all got a custom. Every year you release somebody. Like I said yesterday, you know how the president can release so many people every year from prison, from they fought, or for whatever they did? They got that from the Bible, okay, y'all? I know I just got off I'm just saying how everything comes from the Bible, but they got a whole bunch of atheists out here. I'm confused. No, I ain't confused. They are. Anyway, Pilate asked them because he know that there is a custom that every year on the Passover they can release somebody or forgive them for what they did or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? And so they had Barabbas and they had Jesus. He said, well, you know what? I don't find no fault in him, but I know y'all got a custom. Let me go back to it right quick. I don't find no fault in him, but I know y'all got a custom. Listen to this. Pilate said unto him, what is truth? Talking to Jesus. And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. And then he goes on to say, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, not him, but Barabbas. You see what I'm saying? Now Barabbas was a robber. Yeah, okay. They was like, don't release Jesus. Give us Barabbas. So they'd rather take the liar, the robber, the cheater, instead of the truth. But if you pay attention, Jesus already told Pilate, he said, to this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world. So I'm mandated to be crucified. I'm mandated to die. But I'm a witness that the truth is life. And everyone that is of the truth, they gonna hear what I'm saying. But you don't. That's why you're confused. And you ask me, what is the truth? You're looking at the truth. And you're still confused. You see what I'm saying? Pilate actually what? He chose to be a man pleaser. He gave them the choice. Instead of him making his hands dirty, because if you read this whole story, his wife warned him and said, don't you do that to that man. Don't you get your hands dirty. The Bible says he washed his hand in a basin and say, my hands is my hands is not going to be dirty with, because she was having a dream about who Jesus was. She went and told her husband, Pilate, don't you have anything to do with this, these men? You better let them people do what they do. So if y'all read this whole story, then y'all will see that's why I keep trying to tell men, we are their help meet, for real, for real. Because a lot of them will be doomed. Hello? So do you understand what he's saying now about, you know, being a man pleaser? Do you understand now about how, you know, he say, I find in him no fault at all, but ye have a custom. You know, so I'm going to leave it up to y'all. While y'all are trying to make me judge this man to go to death, I'm going to leave it up to y'all. Y'all got a choice. Take that choice. You can either take Jesus and let him go free or Barabbas. And they said, don't free him. Don't free Jesus. Because they know that in him getting free, they couldn't touch him. Because of the Passover. And y'all know the Passover is death. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So give us Barabbas so that they can kill Jesus. Now, he was mandated to die. It all had to happen this way. It had to happen this way, and Pilate was being used. Pilate was being used. But he was not held accountable. Why was he not held accountable? Because even though they took Jesus to Pilate, the head man in charge on the earth at that time, to render the judgment death, he turned it around, and the Jews still, what did Thomas say in the book of Acts? Because they stoned him. The Bible says they did not want to hear what Thomas said. He said, your fathers killed Jesus. Y'all crucified him, which they did. Did they not? The Jews chose to kill Jesus. But they had no authority and no right to do so by the laws and the commandments. So they wanted to recruit somebody else to do it. They took him to a person that had the authority, but he didn't do it. He still turned it back around to them and said, y'all got a choice. Y'all want the good or you want the evil. They chose the evil instead of the good. That's it. Say it again, girl.
He gave them the power to choose. I get what you're saying. Now. Okay. Because at first I was like, but wait a minute. But Pilate had to. So how is he not responsible? Because he could have. But no, he acknowledged out loud to them, to Jesus, I don't get what the fuss is. Like, he ain't did nothing. But I tell y'all what, since this is y'all lost, I'm going to let y'all choose. And then it's on y'all. But I already said I don't let a man be nothing. Oh.
Right.
That's all cut. All right.
Yeah. So they still did it. In the book of Acts, Thomas talks about it. Ooh, they were so mad at Thomas. The Bible says that they put their hands on their ears, start screaming, and ran towards that man and start biting him. You hear me? They became cannibals, y'all. They were so mad. Ooh. Not Thomas, I mean Stephen. I'm sorry. Stephen, y'all may want to read that. Read the book of Acts. Read the book of Acts. And the story about Stephen is in chapter 7. If y'all want to read that, y'all can, it's y'all, I can't say, them people was mad at that man, boy. So yeah, I just wanted to read that in John, because he sent me straight to it. Y'all do not even know. He sent me straight to it. And so anybody else want to? Anybody else want to comment or say anything? The line still is open, y'all.